Welcome, everyone. It's Justine and Maverick.
Oh, well, you're not even going to say welcome to the Escape to Reality?
Oh, Escape to Reality podcast. You know, you clicked the button. You saw my our faces.
If you're here, you're here.
And if you're not, friends, fuck off.
Guess what? It's the best time of year, which is summer, which means Love Island UK is around the corner for us.
It's free for the UKers. Wife.
Yeah.
All we have to do is get a VPN, but...
I know.
I'm 2 days behind.
Yeah.
I wish the Hulu platform is nice. I just have to say off. I just can't find out the winner because it ruined it for me.
Yeah, you can't. I just don't pay attention like me. We're talking Seeking Sister Wife, which was a thrill.
Classic television.
All time classic. Can't wait to get into it. First,
we have a couple
as I mentioned,
points to talk about though.
I went to see Top Gun this past weekend. Gotta say, on a Rotten Tomatoes scale, the more I thought about it, it's like an 89.90. Very solid movie.
Only 89.90. You're not giving it a 99.
I'm a tough critic. I think that Tom Cruise is I was listening to a podcast about the movie where they were like, Tom Cruise is like a national treasure, but he really like...
I wouldn't go that far, people. He's a psychotic... He's a good actor. He's not a national treasure.
No. But I think he's a rarity in
Henry
the sense
Winkler.
That he's like a true movie star.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
I forget. I haven't seen a lot of movies lately. Obviously, the movie industry is on, you know, feels like it's dying, but like it was great to see. Like,
oh,
I just feel
he's
like
a great
I
movie
was
star.
Reminded why
yeah. Betty White was
matter.
A national treasure. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just like why,
why movies matter
and why they're great.
Why Top Gun matters.
It did. It was great. It was a very good story.
It brings just entertainment to people.
Not like movies matter, like
where
it
you
makes
can
an
escape,
impact, but the sense
you can
of
escape.
Like,
yeah.
I get a story in 2
having
hours.
Having fun. Right.
I'm not there for a year and a half. You know,
it was worth going.
I'm not waiting seasons. Oh, yeah. Definitely worth going. Right. Excellent. Excellent.
No, I know
visuals,
what you mean. It can bring happiness
story.
To people.
Yeah. And I loved it. I would recommend it 10 out of 10. It was
Tom
a
Cruise,
fucking trip, though. I went to a movie
saw,
theater in a casino.
Oh, my God. That's
wild.
The dream.
Yeah,
is that the like, Four Points place or something? Was it called?
No, this was like, I don't even know what the theater was. I mean, it was like a Regal, but it was like in a kind of skeevy local casino.
I went to like a place. My parents made me stay down the strip a little bit where there's like, yeah. Like not condos. It's like. Timeshares, but you're
something.
Not buying timeshares. You're getting them through the VA, and
yeah,
you're there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
There's bowling alleys, this, that, and the other. And
it's
down the strip and the movie theater. That yeah. is heaven.
It was hilarious.
I don't know how you got like, to the movies.
Yeah, well, lost $5 on my way in, but I made it. Yeah, I loved it. I would recommend everybody if you're in the mood and feel safe enough to go to a movie, go to a movie. I did watch. Yeah. I was kind of like watching the crowd. Like, God, I hope no one like shoots everyone in here.
Seriously,
like, now anytime I'm in a group event, that's like where my head goes.
I remember being at the fireworks last year. I don't know where I go. Yeah, you have to
yeah.
anywhere. I know. Yeah. Oh yeah, those poor kids. I know. I was telling Geneva it's summer vacation. These parents. Their kids are gone and there's no summer vacation. And I know that there's people are trying to do some things, you know, to change this, but it's just like life. There's no choice. People do move on, but it's just sad. I really hope some change comes from these poor kids getting slaughtered and the cops just standing outside and doing nothing. And in my opinion, they should go to fucking prison, but whatever. I feel like if you sign up to be a cop, and you hear kids getting slaughtered in the freaking school, you should have to go in.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That response sounds like it was absolutely appalling. I can't imagine if I was a parent at like of a kid that died and knew that they did.
It's despicable. Yeah, right. Yeah. Something needs to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
These cops just can't get away with this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It makes me nuts.
That's Top Gun.
No, well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you went. That's really nice. No, Tom Cruise, he is great. And it's nice that there's a movie out there.
You know
what,
though?
Does it make you want to take a mustache ride?
No.
All these mustache
podcasts made me realize this fact where they said Tom Cruise has never really had chemistry with any woman that he's been in a movie with.
He's
when
a
you really think about it, it's true.
Maybe Renee Zellweger a little bit.
Jennifer Connelly looked amazing, by the
way. I'm not into her.
Great.
Yeah.
She was good. But zero chemistry.
She is not my pick of the litter. I hated her and he's just not into you or whatever. Was it at the movie where she's telling what's his face to not smoke cigarettes? It's like, God, just let him fucking smoke a cigarette. Shut up. I'd go bang Scarlett Johansson too. The Chrisleys. What a world. Why can't that be up on the freaking TV? Did you ever watch The Chrisleys?
I did. It's still on, isn't it?
It was a wild show. When it first came out, I loved it. I thought it was a fun show,
too.
Even though I always questioned why he had so many issues with his kids. He still does. Savannah chopped all her hair off, never let it grow back. It seemed like an odd choice to me. Then they adopted the little girl. Now she's
the hair.
What is she going to do when they go to the slammer and the wife is involved in it? And they were having Nanny Faye freaking sign off on things, and Nanny Faye under oath saying she didn't know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. They were signing her name off on things that they were doing. They were Teresa Giudice in her.
Yeah.
They could go to prison for a long time.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, tax evasion, you can't play with the IRS. They'll come for you one way or another.
Nuts.
They always will.
And the MTV Movie Awards, did you watch that?
Are you kidding? Why would I watch that?
Oh, I know. But it looked like the Bravo Awards.
Was weird. Why are we at a movie award? Yeah,
It's sad when a housewife is fired or retired and put away and shot behind the barn. Uh-huh. And then they come back. It's sad. It's at this Real Housewives Ex-Wives Club. I'm happy that we get it, but I don't want to see him promoting it. I don't want to see Tamra on stage wearing a 19-year-old jacket. And sorry if that's ages, but she looked ridiculous. And then if you dress like Dorinda Medley, she looks 85 on the stage. And even Dorinda, who was fired too soon, it's just sad. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. You see the desperation is what it is.
Yeah.
It goes from like, you just see how desperate they are to be on TV. That's a sad part.
It's depressing. Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's start with our returners from last season. Danielle and Garrick.
Danielle. Two N's.
Listen, I don't care if I'm building a house. If I'm going to be living somewhere for 5 months, I will be in a home.
If you can't afford that, I'm not doing it.
Four people in a trailer?
No.
No.
Two boys with their smelly feet and their dirty laundry and their skid mark underwear. And they're trying to jack off in the bathroom to Roberta's picture, Bert's picture. No.
Here's my theory. I think Danielle is making a power play here. And she's reestablish herself as the number one bitch.
I appreciate
it. So she's bringing in another woman
I
to
love
shake it up.
Yeah.
To make God came to her and told her it was time.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get pregnant, and she's gonna write Swerve Paola or whatever her name is. Roberta, what's her name?
Hold
Roberta,
on. Oh, right, you think Danielle's trying to get pregnant?
That's what she said.
Oh, I thought she meant get Bert pregnant. I don't think she means getting pregnant.
I think she said, wait, am I confusing?
When she said, when she goes,
I thought she said I was like ready for another one or something.
Oh, maybe I missed that. When she was cooking and she goes, you better get baby making. I took it as she better get fucking Bert.
Okay. Okay.
But I could be wrong.
No.
Some reason I thought Garrick and Danielle were done, but she could be young enough. She's not that old to have a kid, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But her kids are older. I can't imagine.
Yeah. I just feel like she definitely is trying
because
to
then
like,
they said like she they tried in Mexico and she goes, you couldn't get her pregnant, could you, Garrick?
Yeah, like talking shit. I love it. She's coming back. Her energy is different this season. She's not like
is taking
the
control.
Sad little. Yeah, she's trying to keep her man. That's hilarious.
Look, now she's like she's signed on for this shit. She's dealt that. She's seen Garrick. He's screwed other people. She's seen him kiss. She's embarrassed herself on national television.
Yeah,
there's no turning back now. And the way that she told, she's like, well, Bert's very insecure and really just shitting all over her. And she better just get used to it. And I felt the same way, that she really is doing this just to piss Bird off. And it's brilliant.
Yeah, it
is. He doesn't seem into Leah.
No, he doesn't. He's like, she's tall.
Or any woman.
Like, yeah. I mean,
it seems like he wants Bert, right?
I think he wants like submissive and small. I think Leah looks too powerful and like strong for him, I think.
She's got too much.
I thought
of
she was
brain.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like her.
I like her.
She seemed fun.
I mean, I judge her for making this choice with these two, not the polygamous choice, no judgment, but these two specifically.
Oh, there's judgment in the whole situation.
I mean, yeah. I think she's cute.
But she's had a lighter, hard life, I guess.
Right. It felt less like Danielle is going to like off herself out of depression. It felt more like
she's playing a game.
Yeah. Yeah. She's living in a freaking RV
out in the middle
Roberta
of nowhere.
In the guest house, you know?
Or I feel like Roberta's kind of out, right? Now Roberta can come. Roberta, whatever the hell her name is. She can come, but now she can't because of the mom. I understand that her mom's sick and she has, which right. is nice to take care of her, but I'm surprised Bert's not here, honestly.
Yeah. At least she's not, you know, ditching everybody the 90 Day Fiance style.
Right. I know. America. I'm so used to shitty reality stars. Right. Leah, though, on Starcasm IG, I guess okay. it says that Leah kind of made it seem that she grew up in a polygamous, like more the merrier type situation, yeah. but she had a traumatic and abusive childhood allegedly as part of the California foster care system when she was 7 after her mom was a drug addict and she was reported to CPS. So she's had a hard life. And I just want, if you've had a hard childhood, I just hope that you could have a better adulthood. And getting involved with Garrick
doesn't always go that way.
Gary.
Yeah.
I like her energy though. She's a nurse helping people. She's funny. Like I'm hungry. Let's get eaten. I'd be so stressed out. I probably wouldn't eat for days.
Right. God.
It is. It's funny though. I just have to say this. Garrick seems so like in this world that he has a closet full of guns. Do you get that vibe?
I don't. I mean, I would not be surprised, but I don't get,
feel that way. Okay.
Danny from, what's it called? Adopting adults. Like, I don't get quite that energy.
I feel like after these kids are slaughtered, he'd be the type of person to be like, well, it's Second Amendment rights and we can't
get it going.
You know,
they don't have room in that RV.
I just hate Garrick so much, but I do love Danielle just pissing in his face. And it just is great. And it's
and nice also them in front of the kids being like, oh, well, you got to get to baby making. She's got to get here first. Like, I don't want to hear my parents talk about impregnating another woman. I'm good on this. Thank you.
These poor kids, the young one's eyes look lost and scared.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the kids being involved.
Oh, they've seen it a lot. And this behind the scenes, I can't imagine what's really going on with these people.
Oh, yeah.
Leah's a go-getter. He's nuts. She is too.
Yeah. Let's talk. This might be my new favorite, Nick, Jen, and April. The first couple we were introduced to, they all sleep in the same bed, which I found fascinating.
What a nightmare. And you're telling that they have sex separately? Yeah. No way.
Like it doesn't slip in once in a while.
Yeah,
please.
Give me a break.
I don't buy it.
That guy's penis isn't not hard the whole time he's home.
I first thought they hated each other, the women. Like when they were first sitting on the couch, the body language was very much like we hate each other. But then as they were talking, they did seem like they were a trio.
They were down for it. Right. And then sleeping in bed, they all looked comfortable. Can you imagine?
Listen. I don't want to describe someone as my husband as a lot to handle in bed. So I needed like another person to come on in. It's like, what does that even mean? Like, how does this guy have,
he's got a third on deck. How does this happen?
I don't know. It's all, you know, I blame this all on social media yet again. They always meet on some sketchy Facebook group
just brings
or something.
These
like
people together. Yeah.
Polygamous seeking
all
polygamous
these apps.
Next thing you know, here they are. How about him just
sharing a bed thing is crazy.
Him finagling a stay at home and he just stays at home and reads things. And
that's
they act
great.
Like
he's
like
at home Googling.
Nostradamus.
Coming up with particles and how
he's
they're
like on Reddit
duality.
Threads reading conspiracy theories. Yeah. Like telling them this is like fact. It's like, oh my
he's
God.
At home building Legos. He's got the Eiffel Tower. I got to sit at home and do research. And these two girls have good jobs. They're bringing home the bacon probably.
I love that. But they buy into it. She's like, I mean, it's beautiful. He comes home and like,
they're all happy.
He comes home and he teaches me about things.
That he Googled all day.
It's like, oh God.
It's a man's world.
Really?
I'd rather go to work and sit in that house on a computer all day though. God.
He gives me like a little bit of that energy of like, I forget the guy's name last season, but like where he feels like it's like he's a king. Like he gives me a little bit of that kind of vibe, like where he truly thinks like he deserves every woman in the world to like be his wife. So
see,
I don't know.
The person that I got it was Deontay from Love After Lock.
Oh,
that's the energy I got.
Oh, interesting. I didn't get
with
that.
A mix of the king.
I think he's
I
more of like
too.
He's a smooth talker. He's got two wives, you know. Something's working.
But he's so little that I guess I maybe don't feel threatened, but. I feel like big mama could smack a tit and knock him out or something.
Oh,
suffocate
absolutely.
Him.
I actually like that the two women are married to each other. I think that's smart. You know, gets the man
protect
out of the
protect them.
Equation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You're so right. That's they smart. Got married to each other. What a world we're living in. All these different combinations. It's like Tetris of the polygamous.
Right.
I would. I that was funny that Garrick and Danielle didn't think about that one.
No, they didn't. They just got divorced.
I still can't believe that she got divorced crying, freaking got divorced and is still around. What a loser.
Unbelievable.
And then, yeah, the chessboard, the king doesn't move, but all these men with their analogies, him and then the other guy with the strawberry shortcake.
Major red flag if a man refers to himself in the third person or uses some kind of descriptive like king or... You know,
if he says he's king, it's he's a problem. Away. Toxic.
Yeah.
He's
anything else on those two?
Or three? Even calling me his queen. But, you know, it's like I am nobody's queen.
Oh, I don't mind being called. I don't want to be called queen in like a respective way. Like, you know, like in a I find it kind of creepy.
It's odd. Yes, I do, too.
Yeah.
I don't know
like,
why.
But I'm not a big
if I was
pet
a,
name.
If
person.
I was Madonna or Beyonce, you could call me queen. And I understand that. But
yeah. Of course. Man, I saw a video of
not even
Blue
Madonna.
Ivy dancing when she was on the Oscars, I guess. And it was against a clip of Beyonce dancing like as a child. It was literally the same choreography. And it was like Beyonce gave birth to herself. She's really starting to like. Move like Beyonce and I think she's gonna be an artist probably. We'll see. We could be singing Blue Ivy tunes in like 10 years, 5 years, who knows. How old
maybe
is she?
One of my kids will marry her.
There we go. Break up that black lineage with some Aryan whiteness.
Why not?
Oh God,
can you imagine? Wouldn't that be amazing if my kids married Beyonce's daughter and then I'm family with Beyonce. Imagine if that really happened. That would be wild.
Yeah.
It's not going to, but that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of Kenya sitting in the car with Jay-Z. What a world she has been living in. You forget.
Oh yeah. She was in that video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
All right. Steve and what's her name? April? Is that her name?
Yes.
Or no, April's
no,
a new
no,
one.
No, hold on. Brenda, I think, maybe.
Brenda.
I got to get rid of that name. I guess nowadays people are saying like Jennifer seems like a very young name to me, but names like that we all grew up with, probably Jessica.
Yeah.
There's young kids are saying they're old. And to me, Brenda is an old lady name.
Is Brenda a youthful name? Is that what they're saying?
No. I'm just saying that because as an example, in my generation, our generation, to me, Brenda is an old lady name, but to the young generation, now, like Allison, who we grew up with, they're all Jessica, saying our old people names.
That would make sense.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
So weird how names are generational. That's weird too.
It is weird. Like Dorothy dead. You don't know Dorothy's. You know?
Dottie.
I don't think Dottie.
And names that I came up with that I didn't talk to anyone about girl names that I would have named them are all super popular now, which is so weird that it must be in the atmosphere that I must have seen it somewhere. And then, you know,
give me one.
I wanted to name my daughter Goldie, but
yep. There's a Goldie in Sterling's class.
But see, isn't that weird? It seems like an odd name. Or I wanted to name her Baker, but my mom hated that name too. Goldie. I had a cat named Goldie, so I couldn't have named her Goldie because I had a cat, and that'd be weird.
Right. Right.
But I don't know what other names, but it's weird. It's just how names can become popular.
Yes.
That's like, weird to me.
Yeah. It very weird. There's like 5 Eli's in Sterling's class.
Yeah. And how is Eli? Eli seems like a name that keeps.
It's biblical. That's like, why I think.
Oh, the old Bible. Yeah. That's sticking true.
Yeah.
There's something always that passes on generations.
All right. Steve, I think
is fascinating too.
Oh yeah. Steve is a super douche to me. First, he was working out shirtless in a public gym, which like, stop it. He like did his workout, then put his shirt on to walk out. Like, don't do that.
That's gross. You're going to put your sweaty back on benches and things like that.
I know.
You sick puppy.
Yeah.
No one wants to see your nipples. If you can't see women's nipples, we don't want to see men's nipples either.
No, I don't think shirtless is appropriate in a setting where you have to use communal equipment. Mm-mm. Oh, speaking of this, I know we're on a lot of tangents outside the show. We'll get back to it. I just watched it presented itself to me on the Facebook feed, and it was a video of them testing the water in Vegas pools.
Uh-huh.
From when people are in.
Oh,
like,
God, don't tell
me. If you want to be horrified, they found fucking E. coli in the water. They found the amount of fecal matter that if it was in a public pool or any kind of like thing where it would be regulated, it would be immediately shut down at like every pool they test it. It was disgusting.
Like at Caesar's Palace and shit where people are
standing
Mandalay
and Bay.
Drinking. It's so gross. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh God.
I know.
So, I know those swim diapers. This lady did a test on TikTok I saw, and she said, here's a regular diaper. It absorbs it, but yet the regular diaper absorbs the water, but it takes the diaper down. It's a nightmare.
Right.
The swim diaper is only really if the baby has to do a number two, because the number one, it just doesn't absorb, just goes out the side. So the baby's
I put a swim diaper on, I'm like, this shit doesn't
it's
do
not
anything.
Working. So it's just for the poop. Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't have a diaper on Vernon, and this was a couple weeks ago, and he had already pooped. Usually he does like one a day, maybe two on a weird day. And I didn't realize he didn't have a swim diaper on. And we were going back in, we were coming out of the pool, and he's like, comes and stands in front of me. We're in the public pool. He's like, I'm pooping. And it was like a diarrhea poop. And he was either drinking water, went right through, and I grabbed him. I threw his trunks out in the trash. Then I'm washing him. And then like, we're all gathering all the stuff so we can get out before like my mom's cleaning the shit off the floor. And these two girls are sitting right next to us, having a conversation, pretty much ignoring that it burning like shit in like those little grates that they have. So you don't fall. So there's shit all in there. And it's like, wake up, ladies. Why don't you see what the fuck is happening in front of your dumbass eyes? Like this kid's shit. And you should
that's the problem.
And leave. Like it's
not the
kid
shitting everywhere.
Oh no, I got him right out of there. We tried to clean up as best possible, but it's like, disgusting. God, we're gonna get banned from the pool, and they're gonna have to drain the pool. I think if the kid shits in it, they gotta take precautions.
Yeah.
It's a nice part of town. It's
right,
like, shit can't take you anywhere, literally. But these women were just out of it. Me and my mom kept talking about them. Like, God, I would be so grossed out. But some people just are not aware of what the hell's
they're
going on around them. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Vernon could have shit right on their lap. They wouldn't have known. But, it was gross.
Great. Love that.
So nasty. All right.
All right. Steve, back to it, folks. All right. I thought it was my second red flag outside of working out shirtless was that all the pictures in the beginning was like 3 people and the wife was blurred out. I was like, oh, here we go again. Somebody kicked somebody out and rose to the surface.
I was wondering where she was in the confessionals too. You're so right.
the whipped cream analogy that he was trying to put together, I was like, what the fuck are you saying?
Nobody eats, number one, strawberry shortcake without whipped cream. And if somebody served that to me, I would throw it in their face. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And I hate this guy. Like, and that's like the thing of having your cake and eat it too. It's not a good thing, you loser.
No. And a great point. Terrible analogy. It's a Teresa like offensive analogy.
It is. Your high school sweetheart, you're hitting on that. She's not the first girl you ever hit on too. Wearing a sports jersey.
Just the way, if Dorian just was somewhere and just started talking to a single woman and they were just like carrying on and having conversations, then he's like, oh, we're friends. I'd be like, what the fuck's going on here?
I would be like, fuck you.
That's not casual. What are you talking about? Like, we were just friends. It's like, no, you weren't.
And that girl's acting over like before she's it began. Right. And that, so she grew up in Utah, or where did she grow up? Somewhere. And did they say Nevada?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
But it sounded like she was in 21. On it for a little bit, but
right.
High school sweetheart down the drain. He kept saying, I saw you in that sports jersey. It's like, freaking sports jersey, really turning you on, dude.
Right. And look, they met the new girl through social media, 21, too young.
On a freaking 20, app.
21, honestly, that's like predatory behavior to me. You're far too young. 21, your head's up your ass. You don't know your ass from your face.
I agree.
You can't make a conscious decision. You probably been drinking, but yes, legally. But you're still, your brain's
by an 47, but you can only just drink. I'm sorry, I'll shut up. I'm just going nuts with it. 21, he's double the age. Brenda's 17 years older. They are old enough to be her parents. It's creepy. 100%. I don't like it. Save her, Brenda. Yeah. Save yourself.
100%.
Take
their. He's real creepy. Money
and get the hell out of there.
See, he more gives me like guns and psychotic energy than Garrick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could see him both.
My vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate Garrick.
That was it, right? Those three?
Garrick seems like he's fallen and half his head's missing, like he's in Futurama or something. I just can't stand him. But this poor girl, she seems. And then Brenda. Oh, when. Talking about the poor girl, saying she has some selfish needs. She's 21, Brenda. She should be selfish.
Absolutely. It's the time.
Sorry,
to
you got tied down to this sinking ship. And he's saying that she's gonna turn out like Christie Brinkley. She's not gonna turn out like Christie Brinkley.
Christie Brinkley.
It's not gonna happen.
What a mess. What a
scumbag.
This is such a fascinating. The weirdest thing to me is I'm cool. Like, it makes more sense to me if you've been like polygamy through and through. It's weird when it's like you were married 12 years and then it's like, now I'm going to be a polygamist. It's like, what? That's the part I don't get.
That late seems in the game, like polygamy. Such a, God, I'm brain dead today. It seems like such a, when someone does you wrong, what's it called? God.
Violation?
Yeah. Gaslighting? But like when we had the Windowners or the Winslows or whatever the hell their name was,
yeah.
Who are you from Utah and they're really into yes. it. I miss having people like that who it's their religion and it's just passed down. And these women do more of the sister wife. These women yes. seem like they're brainwashed or they're just in a bad situation. And I feel bad for them more than.
Yes.
This family yes. unit. Cause I can't see that, I guess. Cause I think it is more of a woman's nature.
You're going back to big love.
Yeah. I do believe it could work because women are more into giving and blah, blah, blah. And these men think that they're freaking the roost, but it would be fun if there was a relationship with both. It would give a lot more credibility to these losers where
it was a
woman polygamist, but that's just not the way Mother Nature works. Right.
Yeah, we're not blessed like that, unfortunately.
But next, I'm excited to see the younger couple.
Yes,
that we saw last year too.
Yeah. I liked the two of them, but he seems like he might have found like
seems his, like he's not as nice as he seems. Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And he did leave friends. His first wife for her at work. He did. So exactly. There you go. He's not that nice.
Nope. All right. We'll be back talking more Seeking Sister Wife before you know it. Bravo. All the things. We love you.
Bye, guys.
We'll be back.